Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Renew a loyal spirit within me, and renew a right spirit within me. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. These are all translations of Psalm 51 and 10 from the NIV, the NLT, the KJV, and the Message. Lord, turn my life around. From out of the depths, retrieve me. From out of the darkness, help me to see the light. And from out of the chaos in my life, teach me order. To you, I surrender my life. I freely give you my life. I ask only that you change this heart of mine, and I fully acknowledge it is only you who can restore me. I know not who I am until I have seen my life through your eyes. O Lord, cast me not away from your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me, but restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and renew a willing spirit to sustain me. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda, and I come to you from Foundations Bible Church in Winnebago, Minnesota. I would like to extend to you an invitation to come. We have Sunday school for all ages on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and worship begins at 10:15. We gather to give praise to the Lord, to sing of His praises, to offer up our thanksgiving for the many blessings showered upon us. We bow before Him in prayer. We seek His face in the work of His hand. We seek to know Him more, to shower Him with our love, and to be filled through His Word and by His Holy Spirit. That same Spirit we heard about in our opening scripture, the Spirit that is steadfast, loyal, right, who alone can make a Genesis week from the chaos of our lives and renew a willing spirit within each of us, a spirit that seeks the face of God, seeks to follow His way, seeks to please Him, to shower Him with love, to place Him first and above ourselves in everything of this life. Only the Spirit of God can sustain us. The question is, are we willing to surrender to that same Spirit? Not in some things, but in all things. Are we willing to get over ourselves and be consumed by the power of God through His love, through His Holy Spirit? That is what it means to ask God to create in me a new heart and to renew a right spirit within me. It means that we have tasted His sweetness, that we've spoken words of commitment, but when we reflect on the journey, when we examine our lives, we find that, in fact, we've fallen short of what we once professed in our desire to follow the Lord our God. Henry Smith, a Puritan preacher from the mid-1500s, was quoted by Charles Spurgeon in the Treasury of David of Psalm 51 and 10. He said that David prayeth the Lord to create in him a new heart, not to correct his old heart, but to create in him a new heart, showing that his heart was like an old garment, so rotten and tattered that he could make no good of it by patching or piecing it, but even must cut it off and to take anew. As there is a whole old man, so there must be a whole new man. The old man must change with the new man, wisdom for wisdom, love for love, fear for fear, and his worldly wisdom for heavenly wisdom, his carnal love for spiritual love, his vain words for wholesome words, and his fleshly works for sanctified works. David was himself spoken of by God as a man after his own heart. Are you that man or woman or child? Is it God's heart that you seek for life every day, because it is the every day that will reflect our life in God? By the choices that we make, by the things we think and say, by the things that we do, these will reflect on just how much we lean on God and trust in Him, speak unspoken words of our faith in Him, that He will do the things that He has said He will do. And in those things that we seek, in the blessings we acknowledge, and those things that will test us in the fire and make us stronger, we speak of our relationship with the Lord our God. David was anointed by God to be king at a young age, and he would follow the Lord faithfully, and from him he would fall away and fall hard. It was his lust for Bathsheba, and the decision to act upon it that found him on his knees when confronted with what he had done. David then came before the Lord God, acknowledged his transgressions, and that it was against God and God only that he had sinned. This can only be acknowledged when the Lord is first in our life. From 2 Samuel 12, it is the backstory of what brought David to his knees, and it is when he hears the rebuke of the Lord that has been given to Nathan to confront him with, that both David and we are witness to how much the Lord wants for us to be aware of our choices at all times, and of how much it means to us to lean on him, and that if we need more, to ask and to seek, but in doing so, to keep our eyes upon him, as all else will draw us from him, and from there, in our cover of darkness, we believe that we've gotten away from it. And nothing could be further from the truth. In 2 Samuel 12, 7 through 9a, then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. And this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your arms, and I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more." David's prayer in Psalm 51 is a prayer for all who seek the face of God, for all who have come into the understanding of his presence in their life. It is for those who have tasted the sweetness of the Lord and who have made choices that have drawn them from him, only to be awakened and to become aware that where once there was peace, chaos now hovers. Where once there was a close relationship, that there is a distance between. And where once serving the Lord took precedence over every aspect of life, he has now been forgotten. There is a subtitle given in Deuteronomy chapter 8, "Do Not Forget the Lord," and it reads, starting at verse 2, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so also the Lord your God disciplines you. And observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranate, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack for nothing. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have has multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt and out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast, dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions, and he brought you water out of a hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. And you may say to yourself, 'My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.' But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant which he swore to your forefathers, as it is today. The desert has known us all. And perhaps we find ourselves there yet on this very day. Remember your hope and where it comes from. And let us prepare and examine our hearts and minds. Let us cry out to the Lord, 'Create in me a new heart and renew a right spirit within me, Lord.' Let us remember that our relationship with the living God is not based on us, but on him and our response to his calling us to him, back to him, maybe to fellowship with him for the first time. Let us never forget the Lord, for it is through him and him alone that we have life. And if we claim to be without sin, if we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. But if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has not place in our hearts. 1 John 1, 8-10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This I ask in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen.